You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we failed to get to funniest thing of the sports weekend throughout the course of the show, so let's get to it right now in the postgame show.
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
All right, let's go to Jerbear first. Jerbear, what do you got? Funniest thing of the sports weekend.
Gotta love spring training baseball, as we saw from Chris
and
Billy.
You don't have to.
That's why I'm watching World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
That's why I'm watching the WBC.
Fine. Well, you have a couple people back here
really
who maybe,
down his
maybe
throat.
Called I mean, games on the radio.
Oh, that's right. Just self-involved.
Yeah. He's just trying to set
I'm
up
just trying
his
to start. This is my
thing.
First funniest thing.
No, we know
thing.
What he was doing, but, I mean, the guys are right. You don't have to love spring training baseball. I mean, technically. But.
Welcome to the team, Jerry.
Anyway.
So you got to love spring training baseball, where guys like Zach Greinke will purposefully
really?
Give up hits in spring training. It seems like over the weekend, Zach Greinke decided that because he hasn't had enough of an opportunity as a right-hander to work on his pickoff move, that he would purposefully allow hits. The quote was, "I've been complaining, actually. The people haven't been getting on base, so I can't work on pickoff moves all spring." So wanting to work on pickoffs, that's what spring training is usually for. Stuff like that. So like I said, gotta love spring training.
I saw the stats on this. He was just grooving fastballs. He ended up throwing multiple pickoff moves to each base in the game.
Yep. Right.
Like, he literally was just like, please get on base so I can work on pickoff moves.
Hmm.
But isn't Major League Baseball considering banning the pickoff?
They're limiting pickoffs this season, yes.
Okay.
That's why it's even funnier.
Wait, what? Yeah.
So this year, it's actually kind of a cool rule. You can pick off twice before there's anything that happens. But if you go to pick off at first base for a third time in a singular at bat, you either get the runner out or he gets second base.
You mean an attempted pickoff?
An attempted pickoff. So over at first.
I like that rule.
In one at bat. Okay.
Nobody's going to attempt that third pickoff move because it's such a risk. Because back in the
right,
day,
you never get them.
You're never going to get them. So it's like, that would be weird if you actually see that.
I thought it was for the whole game.
But you could also get in that situation where once the base runner's been attempted to be picked off twice, he might
take a huge lead.
I'm going to take an even bigger lead now because I want you to, even though
strategy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
You're trying to hold them close to the bag, which you can no longer do. Well, you can do it twice.
You can do it twice.
Otherwise, you're giving a free base.
So it's two pickoff attempts per at bat?
I believe so.
That doesn't seem like enough. I feel like we need to restrict this even more.
Oh. Yeah, I love that we're trying to speed this game up so much.
Yeah. Well, getting back to our earlier conversations, because baseball is a fun problem.
Yeah.
So instead of being funner, we're gonna be faster.
Yes,
that's the solution.
Get through the misery faster.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's speed this thing up. Come on.
Didn't Marty Fish say that? Be bad fast.
Yes, he did. Chris Cody, what do you have?
Providence lost to Kentucky in the first round of the men's
Friars.
Tournament.
Yeah.
And Josh Graham tweeted out a horrifying looking picture after the game, which was just inexplicably the Providence mascot standing outside of the media workroom just staring at the wall for longer than 5 minutes.
And minutes?
He said he like saw him doing it for longer than 5 minutes, just without any movements, just staring at a wall. There's a picture of it on Twitter. It looks terrifying. Like, if I walked out of my bedroom in the middle of the night and I saw this Providence mascot just staring at a wall, I'd run away in fear.
I like the idea of the guy inside the mascot, like, just on his phone, just, like, scrolling on his phone, but all you see is the mascot staring at the wall, but he's inside, like, on Twitter.
I think the Providence coach took a new job, Ed Cooley.
Georgetown.
Yeah, Georgetown.
He's at Georgetown?
He did the...
FAU guy going to Providence.
You think that's a step up?
Yeah. I think anything's a step up from FAU, don't you?
But Ed Cooley was going to be the... He did, like, the I'm not going to be the Alabama coach move, the Providence coach going to Georgetown. Like, he's apparently been denying it all weekend, and then he's going to end up going there anyway.
Of course.
That's not Cooley of him.
Oh, good joke, Jeremy. Welcome to the back row, my friend.
Get him out of here.
I love this. Yeah.
Would Uncooley have worked better? No.
All bad jokes.
Yeah. Woody, what do you have?
I'm going during the Farley Dickinson game. Did I say that correctly? Farley?
Fairly Dickinson game.
You were fairly close.
This guy's getting comfortable.
Get him out of here, dude.
I like
this guy's getting comfortable.
They cut during the television broadcast of the Fairley Dickinson game. Against FAU to their media relations person as sort of like a, hey, thanks to the media relations guy. It turns out that the media relations guy is a junior at the school. And his title is Director of Media Relations for the FDU Athletic Department. He's a junior at the school.
I love that.
I mean, that's a quick elevation to that title. And the kid was just like full suit, wearing glasses. I love the look. But yeah. There's not, I guess, not a big budget, I would imagine, at the Fairley Dickinson Athletic Department.
16 seed, March.
It looks like the kid broadcasters for the Heat, where they're like sitting there in like a little suit. You're like, hey, that guy's young. What is that?
Is it only suit?
The maroon suit didn't do this.
That's a power move. That's your only suit. You have a maroon one.
Yeah.
Tony, what's yours?
Eric Musselman going into the stands. It's the best. Taking off his shirt, he's waving around his head like a helicopter. Shout out to Petey Pablo.
Cronin Musselman.
It's so on. Close.
Matchup for the ages.
Yeah, I mean,
but first, Cronin has to get past Izzo.
That was the first thing you looked at when the bracket came out was, whoa, Cronin and Musselman, they're in the same bracket.
Yes.
And like we're a game away
from
this happening. I kind of want to do like a DraftKings parlay of the two of them, of Arkansas and UCLA, so that it can set up that matchup. Like, I so desperately want this to happen.
But Izzo and Musselman is a good consolation prize in case we don't get it, right?
But Mark Few can ruin this.
Poor Mark Few.
Mark Few can ruin
this. He's not going to ruin
it. Another team, get out of here.
I know, another one of those
teams. That's true. You know what?
Team that sucks.
Yeah, you could have gone Arizona. You could have gone St. Mary's. You could have gone Gonzaga for me is the ultimate one. The ultimate, like,
always one seed, get beat by a 10. Get out of here.
How many times are we going to see them be 29-3 in the WCC and never do anything
and
in the tournament?
And get blown out.
Ugh,
Woody, if you if they don't make it, are you going to say, phew?
Oh, this guy is on it today. Oh, Jeremy.
That's my funniest thing from the sports weekend.